Now we're right in the heart of the club championship season here in Kerry. The games are coming hot and heavy, fast and frenetic, with some brilliant football and hurling indeed played this year in Kerry. Football is to the fore this weekend as the senior, intermediate and junior club semi-finals. A lot of them, if not all of them, will be broadcast on Clubber TV, which has come up over the last number of years, been a growing company, and this year signed a deal for 25% ownership of it and support from Media House, one of the biggest media companies in this country. We were talking on the show yesterday with FACT, which is the Federation Against Copyright Theft, about their clamping down on illegal streaming services, and those services affect companies like Clubber particularly as they try to grow. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Lara Doyle of Clubber TV, a co-founder of the company. Lara, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gerry. Thanks for having me.
Listen, Lara, can I start first of all saying, look, it's been some journey for your company over the last couple of years, the growth across different counties, different sports and other issues as well. I know you've gone to UK as well, so it's a fast-growing operation.
It is, Gerry, and look, it's been great. It's been very exciting. The company now, we're 5 years old, but, you know, we probably really kind of started to get traction back in 2022, where we, you know, we had no county boards or games, club games on our platform. And in matter of fact, Kerry were the first, one of the first county boards to come on board. And I'd like to thank them, obviously, for trusting us at that stage in our growth development. But yeah, since then, we've added, you know, 13 more counties. We have two provinces on board to show the club championship games, Leinster and Munster. So, yeah, look, it's been fanatic, but it's been great. And it's kind of, you know, we've been able to now to kind of, you know, start, you know, putting what our initial, you know, vision was to, you know, bring all these club championships games together and show more. And, you know, such a, it's like, it's our national sport, and, you know, only a handful of games were shown, you know, before we came on board. But now, you know, we're shown, you know, last year we did 1,000 club championship games. You know, this year we're hoping to do 1,500 GA games. And a matter of fact, this week now, starting tonight until Sunday, we're going to show 100 live club championship games. Right from Kerry all the way up to Meath and Roscommon. So yeah, it's been great, Gerry, and look, we're delighted. We're a small Irish company. We have, you know, 10 people working for us directly. Indirectly then, Gerry, we would have probably 70 plus people working for us, you know, to, you know, production crews to bring those games to life, you know, so from videographers,
the camera crew, videographers, the commentators, co-commentators, the whole host of things. How damaging in that context has illegal streaming been? Like, technology has been your friend, Lara, in terms of developing it and allowing it to get to the level where you can show these games with the equipment that you have, not needing massive outside broadcast units because of the way broadband has gone. But on the other side of it, there is that damaging aspect of illegal streaming as well, taking revenues.
Look, I think in one respect, kind of Clubber got caught in the crossfire of the proliferation of dodgy boxes. You know, I don't think the growth of them was to do with, you know, with Clubber, but, you know, because there's big games, there's Premier League games, there's, you know, American football games. But we just got caught in the crossfire, Gerry, with that, you know, so we're kind of collateral damage in one respect, but like our business model is kind of to show a high volume of GA games and other sports, right? Like for some of those games, like we do round one games all the way up to the, you know, the latter end of the competitions and stuff like that. So, but like given the volume of games, we could have like low viewership numbers in a lot of those games. Like, you know, some of the viewership numbers in some of those games, Gerry, those viewers I could fit into the back of my car, you know. So everything we do has to be very cost effective, right? And, you know, the model is built around having low viewership numbers but a high volume of games. But like we estimate that we'd have like 40% of revenue loss just to dodgy boxes alone. So, you know, it's quite impactful in terms of, you know, our growth strategy and what we want to do. You know, we want to go deeper into GA games. We want to go deeper into female GA games and other sports. And it's really kind of limiting our impact to do that, you know. And, you know, while people probably see it as a victimless crime, like you've probably seen over the last few years, some of those court cases with dodgy box suppliers going to court and the amount of money they've been fined. But like they're really down the, you know, the pecking order in terms of, you know, the the crime groups which are organising that. Most of them are outside of Ireland in other far flung countries, which I won't name. And like they're making millions out of it, Jerry. You know, and where there's free money and easy money, there's crime, and where there's crime, then there's an impact in society.
Yeah, and does that limit your opportunity then to obviously grow as a company, hire more Irish people, more commentators, co-commentators, camera crews, and expand your products because of lost revenue?
For sure. Like, I mean, look, we're operating on a very tight budget here, right? And as I said, indirectly, we have 70 plus and we're kind of growing that, obviously, as we add more counties to it. Like, so everybody's going to impact. So everybody knows the local commentator. Everybody knows the videographer who are doing those games, you know, so... If they're not, you know, if they're not supporting, you know, Clubber in terms of, you know, paying it, you know, like Jerry, we have to, you know, we're a private company. We don't get any grants. We don't get any funds. You know, we pay rights fees to the county boards. You know, we pay the production crews. We pay VAT on our subscriptions. You know, and if we're not making any money, if we're not even breaking even, Jerry, we can't reinvest in, you know, growing the game itself. You know, so it's going to impact everybody. You know, and probably the one thing which hasn't been mentioned really is, you know, these dodgy boxes or fire sticks. People are bringing them into their home, and they're plugging them into their broadband, and sure, like, you wouldn't know what software is on those fire sticks of broadband, like, you're given access to the home broadband, and sure, like, in theory, that software that's on those fire sticks or dodgy boxes, sure, they could be accessing your mobile phones and stuff like that. It's just kind of like inviting a burglar into your home, do you know?
Yeah, okay, well, Lara, look, thanks for talking to us about that and outlining the effect it's having on your company, and thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.
No problem, Jerry, thank you.
That's Lara Doyle there, co-founder of Clubber TV.